Trumos Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Ein Tormin Zaysin ala Shemen, Velo Anovim ala Yain. One should not be mafresh truma from olives onto oil. Velo Anovim ala Yain, and not grapes onto wine. Meaning, don't take truma on the olives to take off the truma, to take off the tevel that's on the shemen. And also, don't be mafresh truma on the grapes to matter the wine. And the Rav explains, let's say a person has to be mafresh truma from the oil and from the olive. So there's a certain shear he has to take. And let's say this olive contains that shear. So he wants to be mafresh out of the olive, the shear of being mafresh truma that will cover taking off truma for both the olive and the oil. So he's taking off a lot of the olive, and the same thing by the grape to the wine. He's not allowed to do that. The Rav brings down, because the Torah says, Kedogon min hagoyren. And the drasha is, you can be mafresh truma from something complete on something else that's complete, but you can't be mafresh what's not complete on something that's complete. So meaning, the olive that you're trying to be mafresh from, that's not complete. Mashenkin, the olive oil is complete. It's the final part of the process. They're two different things. We're going to see later that something that's gomer onto something that's not gomer, and vice versa, b'diyevit is okay. But over here, the Mishnah is telling us, we're going to see soon, that even b'diyevit it's not good when we deal with olives to olive oil or grapes to wine. Why is that so? So the Rav himself says, as we're going to see later in Mishnah Ches, that the reason that it's usur, even b'diyevid, is because of a hefsid for the kohen. Because of the fact that you're giving him truma on an olive instead of the oil, so the oil is more valuable than an olive, because an oil includes in the oil the work that one had to do to crush it to get to the oil. And when you give him an olive in its earlier form, the kohen now has to do work. So the oil is more valuable, and you're making the kohen be matriach and press this olive and make olive oil out of it. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. V'im tarmu. So what happens if he does this? So if a person tries to take off truma, this olive that has the truma in it now. So Beishamai says that you treat it, that the truma is in the olive, but not on the oil. So the oil, I guess, is still tevel. But what do you do with the actual olive itself? The whole olive now is truma. Even the part that you weren't mafresh from. And it is a din of meduma. So meduma, we've had earlier, where it's truma, basically like a suffix truma in a whole mixture. So if there's less than 1/100th of truma in it, the whole thing becomes kosher, because the truma is batel to the 100. But if it's more, then it's meduma, and what you need to do is sell it to a kohen. Uveisil oimrim ein shumasan truma. Beisil says, even b'dievet it's not truma, the whole thing. Since you had kavana to be term, like the Rav says, on oil, there's no truma, both on the zesim and also on the shemen. And it's as if you didn't take off truma at all.